Blog Talk Radio.
A good evening. Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special show.
You're tuned in to Calendar Truth on Now Time Radio.
From the East, House of Light, may wisdom dawn in us, so we may see all things in clarity. From the North, House of Night, may wisdom ripen in us, so we may see all from within. From the West, House of Transformation, may wisdom be transformed into right action, so we may do what must be done. South, House of the Eternal Sun, may right action reap the harvest, so we may enjoy the fruits of planetary being. From above, House of Heaven, where star people and ancestors gather, may their blessings come to us now. From below, House of Earth, may the heartbeat of her crystal core bless us with harmonies to end all war. From the center, galactic source, which is everywhere at once. May everything be known as the light of mutual love. Ayum Hunabku Eva Maya E Maho. Ayum Hunabku Evam Maya E Maho. Ayum Hunabku Evam Maya E Maho.
Greetings and in Lakesh, worldwide. To all of our friends and family tuning in tonight to Calendar Truth Presents Ditch the Glitch, Part 2 on Now Time Radio. My name is Makua Ray. I am honored to be your host this evening at this real evening and synchronizing point as much of the world is celebrating the completion of the Gregorian year 2016 and welcoming the next Gregorian year 2017. Some places in the world have already done this. I'm in Washington, D.C. right now. So it'll be a few short hours for the transition to the next Gregorian year. And we're here tonight with Calendar Truth Presents to present an opportunity to you out here in the world listening to this program, listening to this broadcast, an opportunity for you, your friends, your family, your loved ones to begin to consider what it might mean if we were to change the calendar. What better time to consider that than at the end of what's been a very challenging 2016 by many accounts? Why not consider what might help us create more harmony, more balance, a greater sense of purpose and meaning? What might help us feel more in tune and in sync and connected? Well, that's what we're here to propose. We're here to offer a suggestion. We really feel it's an untried solution, just waiting to be recovered. So thank you for joining us here tonight on this special edition. Calendar Truth Presents Ditch the Glitch, Now Time Radio. I'm joined by my good friend Ruben Solar Skywalker, tuning in from Colombia. Ruben, you there with us tonight?
Hey, Lakesh, yes, from here, from Colombia, Bogota, capital of Colombia, in the human bioregion.
Indeed. Welcome to the production. Welcome to the planet. Of course, you've been here a long time, as most of us, or many of us, several of us may be tuning in. We've been here for several years. We've had the fortune of learning about things such as the harmonic convergence of 1987. We've had the fortune of witnessing efforts to change the calendar, the subject that we're here talking about this evening. We've witnessed different cycles and efforts to change the calendar, to promote this idea of there being a tuning, a timing, a frequency that's actually natural for us, for the human family, a way for us to actually synchronize ourselves with nature. And so, you know, those of us who've had the fortune of learning about these things are responsible in many ways for continuing this effort to change the calendar. And so that's what brings us here.
Yeah.
So tell the people a little bit about yourself.
Well, in the last show, our first show, like an experiment, because all of this is really an experiment, in a social experiment in real time, and I think that today attests to that premise, and is that the purpose that we are trying to achieve with this show is to connect in real time with people all around the planet. At this very important moment in time, like when we are shifting from one Gregorian year to the other, and we have been bombarded in social media with information regarding the state of world affairs. But during that show, we were speaking about our identities are really not very important, because it is the information what is really important. So I'm going to give you just a brief summary of my experience with this information and how it become such a mission and such an important responsibility to bring to the world, and that is such an honor for us who understand information and the value of it, to be able to keep the information alive in real time. So when you propose doing this show, it immediately resonated with me because of this amazing possibility to establish a live conversation on this subject that is so important for humanity. So that's why I'm saying that the personality is not that important. So don't put too much emphasis on where I come from. I'm speaking just from a place of experience and connection to information and connection to the source of the information as a collaborator for the last 4 years. And I'm talking about the Foundation for the Law of Time. I've been when I went, see that, let's start with who I was in 2012 and who I am right now, because that's the process, the time that this shift happened. And then in 2012, I'm just wrapping up my life as a professional in advertising in the U.S. and I'm having a reality check in which my whole material possessions were vanishing, and that I confronted like a spiritual awakening on noticing that not everything that I was told was true. So it was in 2012, January 1st, 2012, that I realized that this information was very important for the planet, because it came with an awakening, a personal awakening for me. And sometimes people show up in your life just as reminders of that deeper purpose that we have here on Earth. And I met a person who was very connected to this information, who went to the first social experiment in Chile in 1999-2000. That José Argüelles and Loidín Argüelles organized to bring this information of the new time to the world and plant the seeds, as we were speaking in the first show, the seeds of harmony and the seeds of a complete new knowledge base in terms of time, not only a forgotten one, because this is an old science that was just resurrected or recovered by José Argüelles, but it's a new set of mathematics, and we are not going to go into that because well, the show is needs to stay more connected to what this moment that we are living at right now is. So from 2012 to 2016, I volunteered for the Foundation for the Law of Time. I met the people who are holding that mission, and I realized that it was also connected to my personal mission. So since then, we have been working in collaboration, and this show is just probably the fruit of that collaboration and what we are proposing to the world in this new calendar awareness campaign is just to reawaken to a reality that we have been keeping in the dark, and that is really important to recover at this moment in time because of the global situation. Yeah.
Definitely.
So I think that's basically where I come from. I experienced this information since 2012 to 2016. The knowledge of the 13 moons really powerful and really beautiful. It's a multidimensional experience. It affects your third dimensional perception of things and your spiritual awareness of the people who surround you and why people come into your life. So the information has revealed to me really beautiful and really important to share. And that's why we are creating these outlets to start understanding what is this thing about the new time, what is artificial time, what was happening today, what was the glitch. We were speaking about all of these things on the last show. But we need to expand on this one because it's a large subject.
Of course, of course. So to that degree, I'd like to ask you, actually, when we say artificial time, then we're saying that in juxtaposition with what we say is natural time. So can you talk a little bit about frequency and the artificial time and what frequency that is? And because obviously we're here at the end of a Gregorian year, so how does that relate to artificial time?
Yeah, well, it is something that is probably the most overlooked factor in human society and modern civilization, which is calendars. It goes all back to what the calendar does to the mind and what the clock does to the mind. And this this rhythm or this pace or frequency that the clock and the artificial reality generated since the time of the invention of the clock has been producing as a pollution, like technospheric pollution. So this creates like these frequencies. It's known as artificial time, and it was discovered or made conscious by José Argüelles at the Museum of Time in Geneva, Switzerland, which is the frequency of artificial time, which is 12 months a year, 60 minutes an hour, also 12 months a year, not only are present in the calendar, but in the clock. We see all the clocks only with 12 numbers. So we are trapped in this reality of the 12, and we don't understand that there is another set of harmonics or frequencies that are connected to music and to celestial spheres and to the relationship of the orbits of the planets and the Earth and the Moon and the star Sirius. And that set of frequencies of these cycles of these different celestial objects, if we entrain to that frequency, which is the natural frequency opposed to the artificial static of the technosphere or the world of the machine, this natural frequency or natural time is telepathic. So it's intrinsic to ourselves. It's how dolphins and animals communicate. It is connected to a higher and more purposeful reality, so to speak, because of its harmonic value as mathematics behind it,
mm-hmm.
this relationship in cycles. Yeah.
Right. So to help people...
Well, coexist right now. And we are trying to blend them in. Yeah.
Okay, so to help people understand a little bit more clearly than the 12-month sort of situation with the Gregorian calendar is uneven months. There's no consistent flow with it. And you're saying that impacts our thinking effectively, that can cause a disruption or a glitch like we talked about the last time in our thinking. It takes us out of the patterning that's natural in the arrangements of the galaxy or our solar system or our moon and planet system, for example, that's actually very even and not arbitrary, but actually measuring something in nature. And that training ourselves to the natural cycle, that we can actually become synchronized with nature, is what you're saying, it sounds like.
Yes. And we start with the moon. The moon is just like the celestial body that is connected to the female menstrual cycle on the Earth. So it's really important to find, again, that connection that has been lost because of this irregular measurement of the Gregorian calendar. That's kind of one of the most important aspects, which is connected with our biology, our DNA.
Maybe one way of looking at it also then is that the Gregorian calendar, as people may or may not know, the calendar situation obviously existed prior to the Gregorian calendar. It comes from the Julian calendar, right? So the Gregorian calendar is sort of a transformation of the Julian calendar. And that began during Roman times and was used, to my understanding, for the purpose of managing or collecting land tax. Is that correct?
Yes.
The Julian calendar was used as a way to organize their society and to basically manage a collection of land taxes. So then that, over time, becomes a predominant sort of frequency or method of timekeeping. But we could basically say that it's based in debt collection, like people are indebted to the state or the empire, as it were. And then that's the same general, purpose that the Gregorian calendar serves as well, even though that became then the instrument of the modern day Roman Catholic Church in the Vatican, right? From Roman times to the Roman Catholic Church, that's obviously connected, Rome and Roman and so on and so forth. So this is exciting, because what we're saying then is that we're saying, now that we're aware, due to the efforts of many people in the past century who have actually explored and even perfected this understanding of natural timing frequencies, because we have this knowledge now to work with, we're actually able to make a conscious shift, and that's what people are actually invited to do now. When we say ditch the glitch, we're actually saying, use a timing frequency in nature through which to perceive or recognize the synchronicities, but also to effectively synchronize the Gregorian calendar into nature's timing. So we're almost saying there's an opportunity to transform a lot of the power, if you will, that the Gregorian has had, because we've been unaware of it. But by bringing awareness to this, we're actually helping people transform their relationship with the Gregorian calendar in favor of a natural timing that actually places them in nature, in reality, in consciousness and reality.
Again,
I tell you what.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry. No, there is always to have this important awareness that the law of time and this information is here to make conscious that was unconscious. That's the main purpose of this information. And we are making it conscious in a way that is accessible for people, and that that we can communicate the importance of bringing it now to the surface because of the challenges that we are approaching and that we are already living. The based on this progression of this artificial time matrix. So it is really important to make this artificial time matrix conscious so we can go out from unconscious realities that we are co-creating unconsciously. So it is really important to calibrate our minds and our thought forms to higher realities, which are the cycles and how they affect us and have the experience of that. And that's the purpose of this world almanac that we are posting for free as a gift for people to have that opportunity. It's really, really an amazing, it's a whole different lens to perceive reality. It's an eye-opener. For me, it was an eye-opener. And as a designer, because I was a graphic designer before, and I'm still a graphic artist, I appreciate harmony and beauty, but I didn't have the brain to understand that harmony and beauty in time. And now it becomes so evident, the overlaps of geometries in space, geometries in time, and how these worlds kind of blend together. And the universe is talking to us with these synchronicities and these moments, these ahas, in which we just know that we are on purpose, and that by experiencing the synchronicity, we have a very new type of experience on the planet. The more we have greater synchronicities, the higher the telepathic field activation, let's say, the higher we become like a one more we pass from the unconscious to the conscious, like we reach that critical mass of awakened people who are tuning into this frequency, which is the natural frequency.
Perfect. I mean, this is great. I want to take a break here in a moment. We do have some callers on the line. I want to bring them into the conversation, but also what you're saying resonates with me in the sense that this is Earth's call. This is the frequency of the planet that's calling us, and the modality through which we can actually connect with this telepathy, as you're saying, is by using a new lens, a 13-month, 28-day way of living and sort of scheduling our lives or you know, projecting into our future as to when we want to create or initiate something, you know, or collaborate or coordinate with other people who are using the same timing frequency, but that it actually serves the purpose of really activating our communication and connection in consciousness with the planet itself. So there's a really amazing thing underway, and I mean it's like a turtle. I mean, we can talk about nature and turtle time and the turtle's shell and how the idea of turtle time is something that takes time to evolve, to develop, to really come to fullness. And it's one of those things we've been experiencing now. Obviously, this Gregorian sort of program has been dominant in society for over 400 years. So now we're kind of coming to the end of that. And actually, as a planet, as a consciousness of minds, creative people all over the world, people are really beginning to wake up and recognize that something drastic is happening, and that we have to really create solutions now, and also do that in a field of greater unity and harmony with each other. We're going to take a break momentarily. Yeah. And thank you so much, Ruben, for tuning in, for joining us from Bogota, Colombia. As I said, I'm here in Washington, D.C. Our guests are out there in Hood, Oregon. We'll bring them in a moment. And it's quite exciting just being here together with everybody. We'll come back also and we'll talk a little bit about some timing that's just happened this evening with this leap second that has occurred today. It's actually happened now as of the past 30 minutes, the leap second that was added into the timing glitch to compensate for the unnatural differentiation, we'll say. So
yeah.
One moment. Thank you all for tuning in. You're with Calendar Truth here on Now Time Radio.
Only by breaking through the conditioned mindset can we begin to have some understanding of what is meant by the law of time, that we're dealing with different orders of time, the cyclic order of time, the synchronic order of time, that time is the fourth dimension, that time is a form of information biology, that there are absolutely perfect harmonics of time by which the biology of the universe is regulated as a form of continuously recirculating information, and that to understand all of this, that the revelations of the law of time have been all based on the restoration of the natural biological cosmic cycle, the biosolar telepathic cycle of 28 days, 13 times a year.
Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the flow. As we talk about the shift in timing and changing calendars, getting into some of the benefits of changing the calendar, greater synchronicity and harmony with nature, for one, greater access to our innate creativity as well, and just recognizing that something has to shift, and this dominant calendar paradigm has certainly had its impact, its effect on our thinking, both as individuals, as communities, as families, as a greater society. So fortunately, we're also in a time where awareness can be increased, and this type of information that's been more relatively hidden or not considered can be really put out before people to consider and to even make a choice as to whether or not they want to continue to use that as their dominant paradigm. So it's actually quite a remarkable time. I want to welcome into the conversation a caller from Hood, Oregon, Angelo Swift. Are you with us?
I'm here. Hey, Ray. Thank you, Calendar Truth Carriers. Now time.
Absolutely. Thank you. And now time. Now time. That's absolutely right. Well, thank you for tuning in. And yeah, just jump right in. I mean, what do you think about what you're hearing? And you know, what's your contribution in this dialogue? So happy to have you.
Well, thanks for the opportunity. You guys have done a great job. The production value is up to par. Ruben's done a great deal of work in bringing forward the aesthetic, the almanac, you know, the design concepts, a lot of really creative media, the social networking that's been going on, the quickening of the calendar truth, which is now back on the map because it kind of went underground, And that's because we became a cultural bioregional force, an economic force. And now we've got some serious traction. I want to take it, if you will, from the empirical macro dynamic, macro biotic view, and just break it down into some practical dynamics of time. When you think about the element of natural time synchronicity, or your life force, or what's best for you and others, which when you talk about being in your best of light and being more synchronized with your will and really more astute with randomness or elements that don't feel what good or that just don't click, you know, bad business or you know, relationships that just aren't as close as they could be. We're looking at a personal development instrument of intelligence that can help you as an individual and others to really get the most out of their experience, not just with themselves and with other people, but really with the bigger perspective when we talk about what it means to be well. Breaking it down into the dynamics of time and consciousness, we've got an energy to every day. And in the morning, you feel good. You get this rising. You get your analog power, your memory in there. The zenith is coming in. Your digestion is strong. People really cooperate from like 11 to 1. And then come 2, 2:33, there's this antipode element, and we start waning because the energy of the day is waning. And we need to rest a little more, and we need to be really optimized in the way that we think so that we have the energy to do the things that we need to do when we need to do them. And in America, everybody plows right through the afternoon. They have to plow right through and get their job done and keep burning at such an exceptional overexertion of activity that they don't have the time to rest like most third world countries from 3 to 5. So a practical facet of the daily watch of the daily dynamic of time and consciousness is synchronizing with the energy, with the peaks and the valleys, and really avoiding those avoiding those circumstances that will more than likely result in a sour taste in your mouth. For example, on Mondays, most of the accidents that are happening on Mondays are happening from 3 to 5. When people feel their worst and when it's the most difficult time to get through to each other or to conduct business, you're going to find that people from 2 to 5 just, you know, they're a little more challenged. They're a little more difficult to get through to. So as a self-employed entrepreneur of an artist, I have to really pick and choose my timing so that I'm successful in my endeavors. And so from 10 to 2 is when I really try to get through to people when trying to conduct affairs or exchange values. That's just right. One very practical facet. But on the feminine dynamic of things, on the 28-day dynamic of her physiology, we're dealing with hormones. We're dealing with facets of a psychology that have not until as of recent been definitively understood. And with the discovery of the law of time and the 13 moons, now we have a much better understanding of our half side and how to best harmonize with the physiology and the flow and the psychology of our women, but also how to stay out of the doghouse, fellas, when it comes time to touch and go, if you know what I mean. And in this Lovers Reunion game, if you look at the map today, all of the galactic karmic powers are stacked against the cosmic Earth. You know, we're here in our little navigation tower going, wait a second, we know better. And they're like, okay, show me. So when it comes down to the touch and go and the Lovers Reunion game, it's all in there, baby. You just gotta give it a chance and just play the game and go for a 365-day ride on the ring.
That's right. Well put.
So, and also in going back, I also want to put, I got to say this too. I got to burn on through with this too, because my brother Ruben there, he was actually turned on by a man who gave his life over as a devotee, as a Bodhi, as somebody who, you know, is not only a father but can see the obvious, knows what needs to happen, but was challenged in the sense that you've got to have the right kind of response mechanisms and the right kind of way of approaching people when it comes to telling anybody anything. I mean, nobody can necessarily be told. It's all a, it's either an art magic or a suggestion or subliminal input, or it's a show me game at this point. And so when it comes down to sharing goodness with others, no matter what goodness you're sharing, no matter what truth you're sharing, no matter what dharma or service, make sure you give it forward. That individual that turned Ruben on and changed his life and helped him with his mission had been on the mission since 95, 96, and not only paid some heavy dues, but really stuck with Jose and Lloydine when things were getting big. Real big.
Mm-hmm.
And that cat was Jason Gibson. Jason G. Gibson. And the other cats at the Foundation for the Law of Time in Hood, Oregon. Rio, Oregon. And, you know, you got to give it forward to Stephanie South. You got to give it forward to Jacob Wyatt. You know, you got to give it forward to Chris Coleman back in the day who sponsored the movement. And you, like you said before, you got to give it forward to those people who turned you on and give credit where credit is due, brother.
That's right.
Otherwise, it doesn't move very far and it doesn't go. Keep it real. Keep it keep it within your person. You know, and not just like scripted, you know, repeater, but like living it, living the time is art, living what you believe. And then bringing that into your social forms and into your economy of interest, and bringing that into your everything.
Mm.
You know,
that's right.
The G-force gratitude and the attitude. So again, you know, it's like, it's great that we're here. It's great that the whole Ditch the Glitch campaign, excellent. You know, it's going out there. We're plugging it, and it's just amazing how far this goes. And you'd be surprised how influential it is. But I tell you what's happened on the West Coast, in the Western Castle of Burning. We've got us a garden culture economy, and we've got a decriminalization of the nation campaign. And when the whole calendar peace movement went underground because it got, well, with the Y2K and all the, you know, the hype store, got a little distorted as to what we were really about. But what we've done is we've created a genuine culture of peace, and through cannabis culture, it's time to merge the dual-pronged approach to the first world peace and the essential civilian demand that comes with natural law, natural time, and its connection with the building blocks of biology.
Mm, absolutely.
Fundamental. It's a comprehensive perspective. Now we can talk about these two elements, and we can start fusing them together because they belong together. The garden culture economy, galactic culture, river hours, time is art. It's all in there, and it's time that we really start owning up and fessing up to the achievements that we have garnered, and start asking people to forward it and support those who have created these kinds of social forms in this kind of economy, because while most of them are laying low, there's a few who are on the front lines, who are talking like this, who are speaking out in the state legislature, who put their lives on the line. You know, we put their lives on the line and are assaulted by cyborgs and by government agents who want to destroy you, or you can't get work because you're talking like this, or you've got such opposition, you don't know where it's coming from. It's not easy. Being able to go this distance and to represent when you've got oppressive elements on the inside, and then you've got people that you're turning on who won't give it forward or even credit the source from their inspiration. So don't tell me about world peace and global cooperation and calendar change if you yourself can't even cooperate as an adult to make things better and bigger for everybody else. And if we did act like adults and became adults, and we wouldn't have to work so hard, and we wouldn't have to be like always trying to piece back together the big picture of things. We could really get something done.
Right on.
So anyhow, you guys have covered like a lot of the major nails or the major points in the sensibility behind the calendar reform. I just want to bring one more thing in, Brother Ray, and that is, when it comes down, there's one thing I'm passionate about, and that's relationships, and especially the institution of marriage. And in the lovers reunion game of the 13 moons in motion, what we have is a cosmology. It's a dance. And that dance is one of synchronicity, and the essence of the trip is time together, time apart. And that doesn't mean like reckless abandonment when it's time to take your retreat or time to take a sabbatical or go on your vision quest. That means, hey, you know, everybody needs their space, everybody needs their place, and when it comes down to today's family unit and the corporate dominant culture, you know, people are suffering. The divorce rates are skyrocketing. People are trying to keep it together. They got kids. The economic demands that they have come first, and their personal development comes last. So in the Lover's Reunion game, you have this opportunity to check out the way that it was back in the old days when you write the ring being a symbol of the 365-day cycle or the 364-plus-one-day cycle, that ring is a symbol. And so you consecrate the purpose of that relation if you're entering into one. And at the end of the year, you either do it again and reconsecrate it and re-up your vows and put the spin on it, or you slightly step away and you say, you know, I think it's good for now. We're just going to dissolve this for a while, or maybe indefinitely, but it's not going to come with the big D-Day divorce. In fact, the name of the game is synchronicity. And so for those who are successful in navigating the ring of the Lover's Reunion game, they know that there are four anchor points or four nails to that cycle which define the form of that relationship. And the two solstices are the ceremonies or the rites for consecrating, for dedicating, for great cooperation in the art of making sacred. The two equinoxes are for dispelling, for banishments, or maybe the elegant bitch, but they're both ceremonial moments. And then your cross quarters. So that's the name of the new game, which is actually the old game, according to Ira Miller of the Welsh people. And so that's all in your 13 Moon Lovers Reunion cosmology, as well as the restoration of the true union in the marriage and how it could be and how you could be in maybe getting married at least once a year. And dare I say, maybe even have polytheistic marriages for different reasons. Anyhow. That's a mouthful. I come from the land of the winds here. Pan Agent 62 on the wire.
We appreciate you communicating in and, you know, sharing the creative flow that results from living in tune to the higher time. So much appreciation for everything that you've articulated. Emphasis on the art.
Yeah, you know, and it's inevitable to overextend yourself here. I mean, you know, I haven't heard Heads on the Wire like you guys in some time, and it's a relief. It really is. It does remind me of what's important and what's, you know, and also the ground that we've covered. Oftentimes, we don't give others or ourselves the credit that we deserve because we are challenged in remaining selfless about this stuff and what have you, but also in keeping it within the first person and in keeping it as a dharma, a sacred dharma, something that you can fall back on when you know every day is a challenge to remain inspired in your best of light, you know, and especially Yeah, when people are looking at the big picture, they easily get – the reason why they're not hearing this is because the more they open up to the bigger picture, the more challenging it is to stay inspired. I mean, granted, the earth is beautiful. But when you look at, like, all of the issues that are being ignored or being swept under the carpet for somebody else to take care of, or, you know, the lack of participation or responsibility or true maturity, it does get a little scary. So thank you, guys.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that reflection.
Yeah, I want to honor the caller, because that's the man who I met who woke me up to this information, and I'm really moved that he's calling to the show, because it was not expected, and it's a really good connection in time, in real time, that is happening in this space on this day, which is very important for the planet, because of the moment that we are living, because the tension with the U.S. and Russia, and the fact that we are able to have these conversations in real time and talk about the importance of and the beauty of the information, the profound implications of this information, and have an open conversation and give credit to those people who deserve the credit, like. I'm really happy that he mentioned Stephanie South, Jacob Wyatt, and Sarah Brunson, and Kelly, who really have put a lot of intention and work on keeping the information alive, and we are having this conversation today, December 31st. Having this experiment in Beach in the Village, coming in a very unexpected way, and I want to wonder who expand that. Thank you so much for calling, Jason.
Oh, well, yeah, yeah, man.
I see.
Thank you.
I think. Yeah.
We also, you know, in looking at how we can create genuine economy, an honest economy, you know, it's difficult to be the artist or be yoked to what you believe and make a living at it when time is money is the predominant, prevailing perspective. And, it's important that we do have a chance to quantify the achievements so that we can appeal to those organizations that have the grant dollars and those people that do have the purse strings. I want to just take a brief moment and shift a wee bit into what the ramifications are when we talk about the law of time and the reestablishment of the rule of law, which apparently is the highest ideal of this rogue government of ours. And when we talk about the law of time and its historic connection to the establishment of the rule of law and the Constitution, the seven articles in the Constitution, the 27 amendments, plus one coming up because we got the decriminalization of hemp cannabis, and that's going to be 728, and then it's game over because those number powers are going to be in everything. And so if you look at our legal system, there's a lot of facets of synchronic order that are already embedded in the laws and the statutes of the system, because it is a Masonic order. But this is an element of the Masonic order that has not been fully integrated in human affairs. Now what we're saying is, hey, we are really close to getting the first world peace when we start to really apply the law of time within law enforcement and give law enforcement a new time education, because there's a lot of people bored who are on the clock. And when they're bored and they're on the clock and they know they've got a deeper purpose in life, they are aggro Jones. And a lot of the problems that are stirred up are because people need something to do. So they need to police some crime, or they need to create some instance or some circumstance that makes them feel important. That tells their boss, hey, I'm doing my job, man. I just busted that guy, or I just like gave that guy some business, or that guy's really doing something wrong over there. I need to go police. You know, the whole thing is a police state because people are bored out of their wits on the clock. And now what we got is we got law enforcement, and you talk to law enforcement across the board. They don't even know how many articles are in the Constitution, but they've taken that oath to uphold it. And by the way, everybody that's got a passport in this country that has the privilege of traveling the world, they sign an oath to uphold the Constitution too. And in the Constitution, which is written on hemp, is the law of time because it starts with the seven articles. There were 13 colonies. There's still 13 stripes on the flag. There were 13 tribes that helped, you know, the founding fathers work out the republic that was compromised in 33 with the Ghost Corp buyout by the monarch. So, yeah, you know, I'm really excited mm-hmm. about the law of time as it's starting to step down into our legal system and to be able to offer law enforcement. Yeah, because I just saw today, Brother Ray, that in New York, New York City Police Department is willing to pay up to $4 million for somebody to help or for some kind of effort to help New York police appeal to the general public because they want better relations. We want better relations. They're willing to pay us to go in and say, hey, you know, we got the law of time, you know, and when you're out there policing, you know, the circumstances, you got your Android phone right there and you got the law of time to resort to, and you're going to really get stoked about knowing how honorable it is to know the law today. Especially from this perspective.
Absolutely.
You know?
Well, that's it, isn't it? I mean, that's bringing a fourth dimensional arrangement into the third dimensional world, which obviously will help with relationships across the board. And that's absolutely something that's being called for, you know, police actually being introduced or properly oriented to the culture of other people. And so this is a culture, this is what the law of time supports, is obviously how we perfect and transform and heal relationships. So that's a very exciting prospect. I appreciate that perspective. I tell you what, we're going to actually take a little bit of a break here, and I want to bring some other folks into the conversation in a moment, but thank you so much for bringing your voice to this platform and sharing your wisdom and experience in this movement. We really appreciate, love you, and are grateful to spend this monumental evening together here on Now Time Radio.
Hey, cheers.
You're tuned in to Calendar Truth on Now Time Radio.
Children crying,
one love.
Hear the children crying,
one heart.
Saying, give thanks and praise to the Lord, and I will feel all right. Saying, let's get together and feel all right. Whoa, 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 whoa. Let them help us all this.
Mountain.
All right. Welcome back to Calendar Truth here on Now Time Radio. Happy to have some other folks join the conversation. We have Victor on the line. We have Bear on the line. We still have Angelo and my good brother Ruben. So welcome. Don't all talk at once, but I want to welcome Victor. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for tuning in tonight, making the call. And where are you calling in from?
I'm up in Washington State.
Fantastic. And we also have Bear. And Bear, where are you calling in from?
I'm in Beaverton, Oregon, just below the gentleman before me.
Perfect. All right. We got a West Coast representing on the call today in a big way. Very wonderful to have you all join this energy, this intention, this elongated prayer, we'll say, this action here. So thank you for tuning
Absolutely.
In tonight of all nights. And I would love to open the floor back up to Victor and or Bear. Who would like to make a comment or ask a question? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Bear.
Go ahead,
Victor. Seeing as how you're south of me and I'll stand looking towards east, you can be the right-hand man tonight.
Okay. All right. Sounds good to me, man. I was just listening to a lot of the first part of the show. I didn't get the whole thing, unfortunately, because it's been extremely interesting. But I like the piece that the gentleman said earlier that was on about he mentioned marriage and, you know, the different synchronicities that go with that and the retrogrades, different things like that have a lot to do with how people sync up, I guess, is kind of what he was getting to in layman's terms, I guess. My parents, up until my dad died 3 weeks ago, my parents were together for 66 years. Now, you don't hear of that anymore. And he made that mention, too. He mentioned that as well. He said, you know, I don't remember his exact words, but I remember him saying, you know, something like, you know, because of our society, because of how easy it is to just say, okay, this isn't working. We're not even going to try to make this work. See you later. We'll split the kids. We'll split the time, and let's just do what everybody else freaking does. You know, that saddens me. It really does. It makes me sad because if my mom and dad can be together for that long throughout, you know, the Depression, throughout all this crap, throughout, you know, my dad was a Marine, you know, Semper Fi to him, whatever he was in. Luckily, he didn't have to go in during, you know, any wartime. It was during the Cuban Missile Crisis, so just about, you know, but it was right in between World War II and then Korea, so he didn't have to go downrange is what, you know, what we call it, and I was actually in the Army myself. But anyway, that's beside the point. If they can stay together that long, and, you know, I think that's just amazing. Now, in my situation, it also hit on something he said as well. You know, it's a different thing if you can actually have a situation to where you and your partner or your, you know, parting ways of a partner, whatever, I don't know, however you want to put that. If you can do it in a civil way without it being nuclear war, I think is the way he put it, or like putting an atom bomb in the situation, something like that. He said something to that extreme. Without doing it like that, you know, and actually being civil about things, I am a prime example of how that can work. Now, did I want to get divorced? Not necessarily, because only because of the way that my parents have raised me, you know, they have been together so long. That it was just kind of embedded in my family's tradition that you just don't get divorced. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of that came from my dad's side. My mom's full-blooded Cherokee Indian, Blackfoot. And so she doesn't, you know, she was persuaded at a young age by my dad to kind of switch over to the Christianity side of things. And she lost a lot of her belief system, I think, or put it to the side, if you will. Maybe mm-hmm. put it in the back of her head, however you want to explain that. But lost a lot of that because of wanting to make dad happy. And, yeah. You know, now that, you know, but anyway, you know, She's been talking to me since Dad passed in my arms. Actually, I was the only one here, and it was pretty traumatic. But, you know, it is what it is, guys. We all lose people we love. He has actually been talking to me through several different means, and we won't get into all that paranormal crap because a lot of people, that's a gray area with them, and they don't believe in it, whatever. But I know what my dad sounds like, and I know what I got on a daggum tape recorder yesterday. So, you know, an answer to a question only he would know. And so anyway, and it was loud and clear. So that was some closure. So, you know, I know I'm kind of going off a tangent here, but let me get back to the marriage thing. Like, okay, so my ex and I didn't get married until I was back home for about 4 years getting injured in Kabul or Kabul, whatever you want to freaking call it. And, you know, just in the sand, basically, in the sandbox. So I was over there. I got her, came home. 4 years later, decided, okay, well, the rest of my family is married with kids. Why am I not? So out of, almost out of pressure, I guess, you know, I felt like, okay, well, I need to follow suit here. So I found the first person I actually, you know, connected with in the least, which was ridiculous. Because I did not know the person. Okay, I was rushing in. You guys see where I'm going with this, right? It was a pressure to rush in to be just like the rest of my family, be with, like, up with the Joneses, sort of, so to speak, right? And that's sad, right? I mean, why do that when you're not truly, you don't truly have that connection? Like the gentleman was talking about the moon's retrograde, all that different stuff. You know, that obviously wasn't in alignment when I made that decision. It was a sporadic, impulsive move on my part that wasted 3.5 or 4 years of my life. Well, I don't want to say wasted because I learned a lot of things from it, but we were able to split. We didn't have kids, made it easier, but we did have dogs. Now, that can be just as much of a battle as kids.
Right, of course.
And, yeah, because those were my kids. You know, I had two St. Bernards, I had two Saints, I had two Great Pyrenees, I had two Shepherds. I have actually downstairs, the only one that she left me. That she let me have is my service dog because I'm epileptic from the head injury that I had in Afghanistan. So at any rate, you know, that was a little tough. Missing my guys and gals, I am, but that was 2.5 years ago. You know, but we were able to do it in a civil manner, like the gentleman was talking about earlier. You know, people seeing how the rest of the world does it now and how it's just such a nonchalant thing to go, hey, okay, we're unhappy, see ya. You know, it says a lot about the integrity of the person in my eyes, or the integrity of the people that are in that situation. My integrity wasn't where it needed to be. I didn't have it. I mean, I just completely kicked integrity to the curb and said, oh, I want to be like the rest of my family and have all these kids and the white picket fence and make seven figures a year and all this other stuff. Well, that's not me, you know. So I don't want to continue rapping on or yabbing if somebody else has something they want to
I want to acknowledge a couple of things first. I really appreciate you sharing, Bear. I want to just offer my condolences for the loss of your father. That's a very, obviously, a special and present thing. And so we certainly honor that at this time, especially the turning of a year and everything. So, yeah, our heartfelt wishes with you and your family for your loss. And thank you also because, I mean, it sounds like you're going through a challenging time in terms of just the shift from, you know, maybe not having made a measured decision, maybe acting more impulsively. I can certainly relate to being impulsive, but just, you know, understanding that, as you said as well, every relationship, every arrangement has its meaning, even if you don't particularly see it at the time. But the one thing that our friend Angela was sharing earlier, though, that you were tuning into about marriage is that when we use nature's timing as the lens through which to actually see the arrangement, of whoever it is we may be in a relationship with, then we actually are, we are therefore afforded the chance to have a more harmonious shift, if you will. It provides a different lens through which to experience or navigate our relationships. But I do want to bring Victor in for a moment because he's on the line.
Yeah.
And we only have about 20 minutes left in the show tonight as well.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for tuning in. But Victor, I want to invite you to join the conversation. Do you have something to share with our friend Bear? Or do you have a question or a comment?
Well, I also came in really late. I'm a friend of Jason who was speaking earlier, and he gave me the number to call in. I met his buddy there who was doing the podcast before I went to Harbin Hot Springs and took him down the Law of Time, I believe, that whole thing started.
Right on.
And
Ruben.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Ruben.
He's on the line as well.
You're online, Ruben? Remember me, Victor, with Jason? We hung out in Nevada City.
Ruben, you're live. I don't know if Ruben is there.
Maybe he might have taken a little siesta. But anyway, he told me to give a shout because. Oh, there you are.
Yeah, my mic was off. My mic was off. I'm sorry. Thanks for calling. I really appreciate your calling and your sharing and remembering.
Oh, absolutely.
The fact that you remember is that it tells a lot, because a lot of people tend to perceive this information and discard it too easily. So it's really amazing that conversation got you into calling today, because, we were meeting the three of us at that same time in 2011. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, well, that's how synchronicity seems to work that way. You know, time goes away, and I've been starting to get it. You know, I mean, I heard about the Law of Time about the same time that you met Jason, is when I met him, and you know, he laid down Arguelles's thoughts on time and whatnot. I mean, I'm just starting to now get it. You know, I mean, I'm an engineer, and you know, I've got an artist, so I kind of got that left right bicameral brain thing fighting with each other. I'm just starting to now actually get where the Law of Time is, how syncretic it is, and how it does blow the mist off of a lot of things that you didn't even think existed. And I listened to most of their podcast yesterday, and I think I fell asleep on it, and it wasn't because it wasn't interesting. It was just I had a very long day, but I kind of woke up, and I really started thinking about it more, and I spoke with Jason a bunch just before getting on with you guys here, and I don't know, it's just seeming to make a lot more sense. I guess I'm getting
Absolutely.
It in an ontological way, if that's the correct term for it, because it's a handful, you know. I mean, it's just simple in a sense. It breaks down things into a simplicity, but yet it's so just like all the great philosophies, they can be broken down into simplicities, but they are quite intense and deep.
Absolutely. I'd like to definitely reflect what you're saying on that, Victor. This is Makua. But yes, in terms of it being really a reflection on being, a reflection on where our nature shows up, so to speak, at the time that it shows up, according to each person's unique GPS or galactic purpose signature, as my friend Juanique in Atlanta likes to say. You know, everybody has their unique imprint in terms of their, we'll say, their fourth dimensional purpose, or the being of their fourth dimensional qualitativeness, if you will, you know, so that it is an interesting approach to how nature, I like to think, connects with us. And one thing to note as well, in terms of like looking at significances of 13 or other numerical significance, but in nature, the 13 shows up on the turtle's back. In the major shells of a turtle's back, there are 13 of them. And so for the communities of people, original and indigenous to Native American lands here, for example, Turtle Island is called Turtle Island because of that relationship of the people, nature, and timing. And our relationship in time as turtle time is something that itself takes its time, but as they say, slow and steady wins the race, too. And it's quite an interesting opportunity that we've found as well, just in the resurgence or the inspiration to really put a spotlight on calendar change again, particularly in this Arguelles perspective and that trajectory, is seeing the awakening of people across the world due to certain physical necessities like protecting the water, such as Brothers and Sisters in Standing Rock and what that particular movement represents, but how that correlates to a returning to natural time, because it's actually demanding our attention, and it's the consciousness of the planet, I would even like to say, that's actually, as we were saying earlier, calling our attention to what it means to return and to be in harmony with nature. And so I'm excited to know that you're having your own sort of reconsideration as you know, what's resonant with you in terms of this kind of information and that own self-awareness. But I certainly reflect your idea that it has a lot to do with that philosophical sense of being, finding ways for it to really be communicated amongst and between us as well.
It takes a lot of masks off.
Yeah, well, yeah, it does. And, I mean, you're right to say also that the work of Arguelles has its own complexity because it's such a dimension of awareness and knowledge. It's like when we use the word galactic, you know, referring to galactic Maya or this galactic mind transmission or this information, it's tough for some people to really consider that we actually, you know, it's natural. It's nature because we live in the galaxy. We don't think of the galaxy every day, right? Unless you're really interested in the galaxy. You know, generally in society, in our circles, we're not considering the galaxy in terms of proportion. So, but we do live in galactic proportion. That's the fractal beauty of it, right? So I'm happy to know that you're engaged in the conversation. Thank you for tuning in tonight as well. I want to shift gears a little bit, if we can. We're going to jump over to a little conversation with regard to what happened this evening. I want to bring Ruben into the conversation about this specifically, but the addition of a second and the fact that that happened at TikTok 659.60 on the East Coast. Ruben, you want to elaborate on that a little bit?
Yes, that was another confirmation today that this show is on track, and that we, without planning for it, this morning we received the news that we were having this leap second, and this is very important because this is a leap year, and leap years tend to become tricky because of this extra day. It creates some friction or some issues within the 13 moons or the cycle that we measure. So having that extra second or a leap second today was really symbolic because of that aspect of having this as a leap year and as a harmonious number also, because the 2016 has a whole set of important frequencies embedded in it, like it is a very elegant number. So
absolutely.
The fact that we had today the technology catching up 1 second with reality, so to speak, with what the Earth is doing, because I was, since the information is new, I didn't have much time to really absorb it because it has a lot of technical aspects. But as far as I understand, the idea is to correct a small error in time of the orbit of the Earth, which is not perfectly regular. So I think that people can go to the Facebook page or and find all the technical aspects and the deep story behind this. But the fact that it happened right when we were launching the show with that flute, it is really is a really beautiful match. And I want
Absolutely.
To honor that and synchronicity and the happenstance of it that is really significant because we start to see even seconds with a whole new lens and how we are,
Absolutely.
Are synchronizing with this artificial time matrix in a way that is not so difficult to absorb or to communicate to people, and we are opening these spaces for have this conversation, which is I think that what we need today on is more people talking about what is happening and how to find new solutions, and we don't try solutions as we don't think. So having that blending
right.
of reality between coming from the mechanical mindset to the natural organic being. Because now it's not just a mindset, it becomes you. Suddenly this information starts to really, synchronize you and harmonize you to,
That's right.
to a whole different, yeah,
That's
whole
right.
different set of reality.
Yeah, well, I thank you for sharing about that. So it was definitely interesting to see that pop up today. It's like, yeah, we're going to add a second today just to try to make the universal time, you know, accommodate the fact that the atomic time is too perfect. It's too concise, too precise, when actually the Earth in its rotation is naturally slowing down, even if by a second. So it's sort of an interesting dance playing between the artificial and the actual that's been going on in many ways in terms of accommodating for time and timekeeping. But it's interesting to see that the synchronicity, most importantly, like the bridging of these different worlds even, is actually happening in real time, as you've said. And the benefit of us actually having a platform like this to the world in real time, like Facebook is real time, like people anywhere who are tuning into this are actually getting that resonance in this information. So I want to acknowledge our callers tonight. It's been wonderful to have you all call in. You know, and as these things are limited in their time, thank you for sharing what you did. I want to acknowledge Bear and Victor and Angelo calling in tonight and sharing your reflections and providing some really fascinating perspectives on different things, things that hopefully we can explore more here on Calendar Truth. So we'll continue this production, in fact, in the weeks ahead, in these cycles to come, because we do feel that this is a time to, you know, share in this energy and this creative potential. And in doing this, we really encourage people to go to calendartruth.info/naturalcalendar13x28. 13 times 28. Again, that's calendartruth.info/naturalcalendar13x28. And download the tools that we've provided there. These tools are designed to help us ditch the glitch, meaning help us get off of the bad habit of bad timing that we've been accustomed to, even though we haven't known that it's really actually consequentially bad timing. The time that we're experiencing as sort of a concerted humanity is a reflection in many ways of the bad timing frequency that was sort of imposed on society to deal with debt. And to govern, you know, the industries, you know, back to slavery, back to marketing the idea of human exploitation and bondage. I mean, these things were antiquated then, but are certainly not useful whatsoever now in the real recognition of the transformation and consciousness on Earth. So using a lens that connects you to the frequency of Earth and the planet and nature and nature's timing will help you better navigate the obstacles that life may present in real time, giving you access to more creative perspectives into navigating life circumstances, as it were. I mean, reflecting on what Angelo said in so far as the reunion, the lover's reunion, that whole game on the timing of 28 days is a remarkable thing to be aware of, and that's inherent. It's part of the encoding, if you will, of a 13-month, 28-day natural year. And this is what we're inviting people to consider, particularly as we shift out of this Gregorian framework that we've been entrenched in for over 400 years. this is the time, and I know this is pretty bold information for some people who may be hearing it for the very first time, and that's much appreciated. And as it was also raised tonight, this has been a legacy of work of those who've come before, Jose Arguez, Lodin Arguez, and those who've continued to carry this knowledge forth, Stephanie South and the many, many, many hands involved with the Law of Time, the Foundation for the Law of Time. And our effort is very specific in that we've come together as the Global Council for on Calendar Awareness for the purpose of proposing a public referendum, a planetary referendum to the world's people to choose, would we choose to adopt a harmonic standard of 13 months, 28 days, to literally transmute and synchronize this Gregorian system. The fact is the Gregorian calendar has its function. It's an operating system for a purpose. And we may simplify that to say it's a business calendar. However, nature has its own timing, and we don't want to miss the opportunity to make a shift that's very significant. And that's why we've embarked on the resuscitation or the complementing of this calendar change movement to make sure that a platform for this information lives today and is available for people's consideration. So we invite you to visit calendartruth.info. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/calendartruth. Endeavor to learn more. When you see the symbol of the turtle, that reflects nature's timing. As I mentioned before, the turtle shell has 13 natural aspects of the turtle shell, reflecting the 13 moons in motion, nature's timing, 13 months, 28 days each. And then the banner of peace, you see the red circle with the three orbs of the three circles or spheres within, representing the synchronization of art, science, and spirituality in the perpetuation and promotion of world peace, of universal peace, of recognizing a synchrony with nature, a harmony with nature. This is what that symbol means. It's a very powerful symbol. So we invite people to learn more. Again, calendartruth.info and certainly lawoftime.org, our good friends and collaborators at the Foundation for the Law of Time. We look forward to future broadcasts with you. I want to thank Ruben. Ruben on the line. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Maku, again, for opening this space. It's so valuable. And I think it is so meaningful also that we are having this broadcast today, our second experiment, and having so many synchronicities happening during the broadcast as a confirmation of or a testimony of the beauty of the information. So thank you so much for the timing and for the fact that this glitch was first anchored at Washington D.C., where you are at the atomic clock in Washington D.C. So we are happy to see that there is a time space match also in the two transmissions.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
It's quite interesting for sure. With that said, I want to definitely send a shout out to the water protectors in Standing Rock who are still there. Several people are still there in camp during this very difficult winter. So we want to send our love and our energy and heartfelt energy and support to the cause of ensuring that even in the shifting tide of a new presidential administration, that there will be no Dakota Access Pipeline. And divestment is a way to really ensure that happens. So if you happen to bank with a major bank that's entrenched in that pipeline, you can find information about this on the internet. Do your research, but divest, and no DAPL, no DAPL, and stand with Standing Rock and our friends throughout the world in solidarity. Natural time, 1328, signing off tonight. Great appreciation for you and yours in this ditch the glitch ceremony of entering this new Gregorian year, but enter with a new lens and know that it is actually the rhythmic moon of equality, day 20. Sixth moon, day 20, is what you're actually entering on the so-called January 1st, 2017. We'll bring more of this information and look forward to your questions on Facebook. Send us a message and stay in tune. Giving thanks. One love.
They call it a pipeline, but those on the front lines know that black snake was sent for us to grow, to shed the skin our ancestors pray of wounds old and callous so that we may stay. that we may unite, unity our tool. No weapons are found in this court of rule. Men becoming ki'ai, steadfast in their guard, protecting women's hearts as their song become roots. Roots to cast out healing for all sentient beings. To honor sacred mother, heart forward we heal. The salmon will run, the mauna will breathe, the rivers will flow. The rainbow is here, and prophecy tells us all generations will hear.
Nations and our people that have been living here for thousands of years.
Stand up.
We've been fighting for our freedom since Selena and the Pinta and the Santa Maria.
Stand up.
Like Geronimo, Sitting Bull, Red Cloud, Crazy Horse, Leonard Peltier.
Stand up.
Now they poisoning the waters for our sons and our daughters, so we on the frontier.
We won.
One nation, one cause, one people, one tribe. Now it's us against the pipeline. Get on your feet for Standing Rock, and we'll show you how strong we could be when we unify.
To all my native people, recognize the King God.
Planet Earth, it's been spinning, we've been living and dying, but giving birth the first of many nations, celebrating them days when all that got made came after what
God made.
These days, we cater to these internet memes, internet streams, it seems them streams aren't clean. We need the whole story seen, we're hassling before water has gasoline in it. Malcolm X moment, Martin Luther King with a dream and war bonus. Wounded knee plus Alcatraz, doggone it. This is for the rock, with prayers we stand on it.
Oh yeah, we playing on it, the earth we camp on it. In a sweat lodge, singing our songs with grandfathers. Heat rocks all in the spot, we splash on them. With a beatbox from my boy, be jam on it. Said a prayer for the black snake killers. Playing on the front lines, hey, you're the realest. Stand for your people, stand for your family. Stand with Standing Rock, stand for humanity.
Hey. It takes a group of people who actually care about, you know, Mother Earth and life and water being sacred and the land being sacred, to say we stand up.
To all my native people, recognize that, keep your head.
Mini Wachoni, water is life.
Mini Wachoni,
water is life.
Water is life.
Water is life.
Water is life.
I stand.
I stand with Standing Rock.
I stand with Standing Rock.
I stand with Standing Rock.
Stand up.
Stand up.
Stand up. Stand up.
I stand with Standing Rock. Stand up.
To all my native people,
woke up the giant, we won't go quiet.
To all my tribal people,
don't mistake our peace as we stand defiant.
To all my native people,
it's the calm before the storm and I can hear it coming.
To all my tribal people,
I'm ready for the battle when we ain't running.
Stand up, stand up, stand up, stand up.
Or we just acting free as our land depletes from these hands of greed. See, fate is found, how we face the hounds. Take a vow for these sacred grounds. Make a sound that'll shake us out. Sing aloud, what can save us now?
Change the calendar, change your mind, change the world.